The second is that I had an insight one day in doing a reading on someone for Norm, what I call a reading or an evaluation. See, I learned in stages. First, I got a sense of physiology. And when that was intact, I was getting people with three or four different versions of the same illness, and they would always come in a row. Now, who set that up, I ask you, right? Now, I would get three different types of ovarian cancers, three different types of breast tumors, always three, different cases of TMJ, three different ALS, three. And I wasn't stupid, for God's sake. I thought, well, I know what's going on here. So I began to pay attention and take notes. And every time, what I recognized is that the universe was saying to me, study this. These are the three or four different causes of this illness. This illness comes from these three or four different causes, and that's all there's to it. Study it, study it, study it. So I did that. After that was in place, I began to access your biography. And I connected a very crucial dot to me, that your biography becomes your biology. It is one in the same thing. There is no difference. And what I recognized in doing a health evaluation on people is that I am reading your biography. And as this became part of my work, it became richer and richer to me, because then, simultaneously, in the late 70s and then in the early 80s and mid 80s, certain perceptions were dropped into our psyches that picked up a lot of momentum and became very popular. One was that we create our own reality. Two was that you create your disease, and therefore you can uncreate your disease, or you can create your health. What I noticed was that these two perceptions inspired people, made them reach mystical states of ecstasy, lifted them buoyantly out of numerous diseases, but they didn't really change the body very much. They made you think you could change your body, but you didn't. And so what I observed in my workshops in 83, 84, 85 is every now and again, I would encounter someone who really did manage to heal. When I say heal, let me define my terms. I do not mean put an illness in remission. I mean heal. It is no longer in your body, and you are no longer afraid of it returning. If you're afraid of it returning, you are not healed. You are in remission, or suspended animation, or you're being held captive. So I had met very few people who have managed to actually heal, and I was fascinated with this. But I was even more fascinated with the high people were on during the 1980s, because from a mystical point of view, taking you back to my mystical training, my theological training, let me tell you that I know we do create our own reality. However, that perception gets watered down depending on the maturity of your soul. And we sort of think we're creating our reality, but we really don't. It's still being organized for us because of what's involved in the maturation of the spirit to take that perception and manage it like a master. And along with that perception is the one that is so strong about, do you really create your health? Well, yes and no. Theoretically, from a mystical point of view, you bet you can create and be fully in charge of your health. Is that actually true? Not yet. It's going to be. And if you understand how to work with your spirit and how to work with what's required to activate that perception. Now, hear the words here. What is required to activate that perception? I can put the perception in your head, but it's not active. Now, what I want to talk to you about is how to activate those perceptions, and how I observed that, in fact, just because it's in your head does not mean it is active. What activates it?